Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, today we're going to talk about cats and litter boxes and inappropriate elimination. Now, all of you that have dogs only, you can stick around and be thankful that dogs usually don't use litter boxes. Otherwise, this is for my cat people. A week or so ago, about 2 weeks, I guess, I was in an animal behavior seminar, and cat elimination was a giant subject. First, we're going to talk about litter boxes. One of the things that I learned that I did not know before is your litter box should be about 1.5 times the length of your cat. So if you got a small cat, you can have a smaller litter box. But if you got one of those really big cats that's weighing about 18 pounds, you need a really big litter box. If they're not comfortable, they're either not going to use it or it's going to go over the edge. Always no lids on top of the litter boxes. No one thinks that's a good idea, especially the cats. Another thing that I learned was heights of the side of the litter box. That was an interesting thought for me. If you have one of those cats that likes to spray on the edge or go to the bathroom, poop over the edge, get one with a higher side. And you say, well, they don't make them that way. Well, they do, actually. And if they don't, go to those clear plastic Sterilite type boxes. You can get those in all sizes. They have them in 4 inches that go under your bed and 6 inches and 8 inches and 12 inches. And then you may have to cut a hole in the side to allow your cat to get in it easier. Although some cats will jump down in them and think it's a great idea. They can hide in there and go to the bathroom at will and nothing goes over the edge. So that's really a good idea that I had not thought about. A little caution, if you do in fact cut down the size of one of those plastic boxes, you need to pad that so they don't hurt themselves going in. A piece of tape or a little piece of cotton, you can use that black stuff they put around pipes so they don't sweat. Works really well. You can buy that at the hardware store and just tape it in place. It works really, really well so that they don't hurt themselves. Those clear plastic totes that go underneath a bed, those seem to work like the best litter box. If you're saying to yourself, well, that takes a lot of litter, that's true. However, if you keep it clean, it'll last you quite a while. After the kind of litter box, we talk about location. Location, location, location. Most cats like it where it's not noisy. They always should have 2 ways to escape the litter box, especially if you have another animal in the house, whether it's a dog or a cat. Dogs and cats both like to play this game of you're in the litter box and you can't get out. And it's fun for them, but not so fun for the cat that's caught. One of the things that they taught us too was look at the personality of your cat. Cats who like to hide a lot, stay under the bed, the back, except when people come. Those litter boxes need to be kind of hidden back someplace where they can be in the private, I guess is the correct way to put it. If your cat's one of those that's out and greets everybody and is happy to see everybody, you could probably set it in the middle of the living room and he wouldn't care. He'd go ahead and use it right there. But look at the personality of your cat, and you're going to hear me talk about that in this little next segment. But I think it's something that we don't think about very much, but maybe we should think about it more. Depth of litter. This was new to me. No one had ever told me I had to worry about how deep the litter was. The lady who gave the seminar had her own cat on tape, and this was the wildest cat I'd ever seen in my life. He actually dug a hole about 3.5 to 4 inches deep before he would poop in it. I just was fascinated. He would dig, and he would check it, and he would dig, and he would check it. The whole video was about 5 minutes long for him to take one poop. And she said, in the house, I have to have a litter box that's got about 8 inches of litter in it, or he won't use it. So if your cat decides to go outside the litter box, maybe you ought to look to see what kind of a digger he is. Maybe he wants it really deep. And when that cat was done, he would cover it up, he would pat it, he would smooth it out, and he would check the smell, and he would put a little more litter on it. It was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. And she said, hey, know your cat. So it goes back to the same thing we said in the last segment here. Know your cat. Pay attention to how he likes to go to the bathroom. And if he wants deep litter, give him deep litter. That means a deep litter box. The type of litter, we've always talked about the type of litter. Most cats do enjoy the scoopable litter. Some cats like to have the clay litter. It's a little bigger, doesn't get in their paws, something like that. And some cats actually would prefer if you mixed a little dirt with a little sand and brought it in and put it in his litter box. One of those things that just again, know your cat, pay attention to what your cat is enjoying. Some cats really want to go outdoors, and if you don't want them going in the flower bed, you need to make them a giant litter box outside. Mix sand and dirt with a place and get him to go in that particular spot. If it's easy digging, that's where he's going to go. That's why he likes the flowers so much. Take home lessons, pay attention to your cat, give him what he wants. Your litter box problems and elimination problems are probably going to be a lot better. This is Dr. Keith Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center at 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. And as always, our number is 243-2121. Give me a call if you need some help with this.